WRQX Washington, now with DMV Spotlight.
Good Sunday morning and welcome to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani, and as always on DMV Spotlight, we highlight wonderful organizations in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area that are doing great things. And this morning on the line with me, I have the founder of the Branch Out Movement, Corey Shea. Good morning, Corey. How are you?
Good morning, Kokolani. Thanks so much. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Now tell everyone, what is the Branch Out Movement?
Yes. The Branch Out Movement is a mission to encourage live communication and good deeds. Basically, we're living in an era where we're becoming very fixated on our screens and devices, and I think that we can all agree that perhaps getting a little detached from one another. So we're basically trying to foster these live, organic human connections and bring us back to the era of empathy and understanding toward the fellow man.
Okay. All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, welcome. You're listening to DMV Spotlight. My guest on the line today is the co-founder of the Branch Out Movement, Corey Shea, and he just explained what the Branch Out Movement was and how long have you been in existence?
We've been working on it since early summer, but I think we officially launched the website and kind of got the whole thing going in November.
In November. Okay. Now, what is your mission? What is the Branch Out Movement? You explain what it is, but what do you do?
Right. So basically, users sign up. They basically agree to commit to being more present and social, and what we try to do is create unique and quirky ways for them to interact with the world around them. So basically, they get one email a week with a social challenge that might be ask someone for a song recommendation, compliment a stranger's hat, meet somebody walking a dog that's wearing clothes, and a host of other different challenges to kind of encourage that sort of outward-reaching behavior.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Basically, Branch Out Movement is a social site geared at getting people to get away from the internet.
Yeah, I mean, it is a little bit ironic, but no, it starts online, you sign up, and then you kind of take it offline. So you receive a bracelet, and you wear it around as a constant reminder, sort of be more present and social, and then these challenges will hit you once a week that you can use throughout the week to kind of reinforce the same behavior. So it definitely is not something where, you know, we're expecting you to be on the website every day. It's more like make a commitment. You know, we're trying to make a unique way to kind of make it fun and then get out there in the world and start enjoying.
Oh, that's awesome. Again, if you are just tuning in, welcome. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. My guest on the line is the co-founder of the Branch Out Movement, Corey Shea. Now, Corey, you're the co-founder. So tell me a little bit about you and your other founder who founded this movement and why you guys chose to do this.
Right. So my founder's name is Alan. The way we met was kind of the whole thing kind of grew out organically. Basically, we had a friend. A friend of mine met Alan in a park pretty randomly. Alan was on a mission, a personal mission, to meet one new person a day. So he happened to stumble upon my friend Katie, and the two kind of got to talking. We shared some interesting ideas, so Katie basically put us in touch. He and I met, and the whole thing kind of grew from there. We both recognized sort of this opportunity to make a positive change, and kind of ran after it.
Oh, that is awesome. So what made you decide on the bracelets? Because I know you said that the bracelets are kind of a reminder for everyone in the Branch Out Movement to do something in real life. So what made you decide on bracelets?
Basically, just the equivalent of a string around your finger. We think the bracelets, you know, a pretty casual, non-intrusive way of just directly reminding yourself that it's okay to look up from your iPad and say hello to someone on the bus or the metro or at the doctor's office or wherever it might be.
Okay, all right. If you're just tuning in, welcome. You're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. My guest on the line today is Corey Shea, and he's one of the co-founders of the Branch Out Movement, and we've been talking about it. Now, if someone is listening right now and they'd like to find out more about it, what is the website that they can go to?
You can go to branchoutmovement.com, and then they'll kind of see our mission statement there and sign up and start taking the challenges, you know, immediately.
Okay, all right. And what is your goal with Branch Out Movement?
I think it's kind of like an evolving, ever-evolving piece, but it's certainly not something we can do alone. But basically, our slogan is, let's bring social back to the real world one hello at a time. Okay. So I think our goal would really be to build this fostered community of people branching out and doing good deeds and not getting that collective positive impact. And of course, as this translates to the younger generations, I think we can all agree with our brothers and sisters and cousins that are even more fixated upon this crutch of technology than maybe even we were. So passing those positive values on to the next generation.
Oh, that is awesome. Again, if you are just tuning in, welcome. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. My guest on the line today is Corey Shea. He is the co-founder of the Branch Out Movement, which is a really great concept. I think it's great what you're doing. And how do you measure if people are doing something? Like you said, it's a social site. You log on, you get a bracelet, you get little things to do each day to go out and interact with people, but do the people have to actually go back and log and say, yes, I did it? How do you measure if it's...
Yeah, there is like a cool kind of gamification element where you can, as each challenge, as you complete each challenge, you can receive medals, and eventually you want to get some perks. So, for example, if a challenge is treat a stranger to a cup of coffee, maybe a company would also give you a free cup of coffee for completing the challenge to kind of encourage it. But really, it's on you. You know, it's people sign up on our site because they're personally committed to the goal, and it's kind of like it's what you make of it. So it's something where I think it's sort of personally fulfilling. We've heard a lot of people reaching out to us, which is cool stories of people they've met and things like that.
Oh, that is awesome. Again, if you are just tuning in, welcome. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani, and my guest on the line is Corey Shea. He is the co-founder of the Branch Out Movement, which is an endeavor to encourage live communication in an era where everyone is becoming increasingly fixated with iPhones and iPads and smartphones and all of those things. And if you are listening and you'd like to find out more, the website address that they can go to just find out and sign up?
www.branchoutmovement.com.
All right. Now, for the bracelets that everyone purchases to be a part of the Branch Out Movement, portions of the proceeds will go to the Big Brothers Big Sisters of America. Now, what made you choose that foundation, and how is that related to the Branch Out Movement?
Right. I mean, I think I personally had worked with the foundation back when I was in college, and I had a great experience with these guys. I mean, they have a direct impact sort of on the coming up generations of younger kids across the country. And I think it's related to our problem, sort of teaching them how to be a positive person and really, like, you know, interact with those around you. So I think it was fitting that we kind of passed down the benefit toward an organization that targets the same sort of needs. And additionally, we're doing a Take Your Son and Daughter to Work Day event at Johnson & Johnson in April, which is also kind of the same thing. Not necessarily reinforcing meeting other people randomly, but just being open to our differences, being a positive person, appreciating, you know, the people around you, being empathetic toward one another, and those types of things.
Oh, that is really awesome. Again, if you are just tuning in, welcome. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. My guest on the line is Corey Shea. He is the co-founder of the Branch Out Movement, doing great things. And if you are listening and you'd like to find out more about the Branch Out Movement, you can go to their website. And the website address again is?
BranchOutMovement.com.
All right. Now, what about people who are part of businesses who would like to be a part of the Branch Out Movement? I mean, are there ways that people can donate time, or is this basically something that, you know, everyone individually takes a part of?
No, I mean, it certainly is an individual endeavor, but we're finding more and more unique ways to partner with various organizations, whether it's sponsoring a challenge to give back a perk to incentivize people to do good deeds, and especially for the ones that cost money, like buying a cup of coffee, buying a slice of pizza. Yes, you might be compelled to be more social and to do good things, but it would also help if when you bought a cup of coffee, you also got one for free. So we're certainly open to companies reaching out with interesting ways to collaborate, or, you know, if they wanted to do some sort of promotion, we would show up at the space, and we could definitely work something out along those lines.
Oh, that is awesome. So if there are businesses who are listening, organizations that like to be a part of the Branch Out Movement, how can they get in contact with you as well?
Yeah, they can go to our site at branchoutmovement.com and hit contact form, or they can email me directly at Corey, C-O-R-Y, at branchoutmovement.com.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, welcome. Good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. My guest on the line this morning is Corey Shea. He is the co-founder of the Branch Out Movement, which is doing great things. So where do you see the Branch Out Movement 5 years from now? What is it that you hope to gain from the Branch Out Movement?
We shall see. Certainly, I think we want to kind of have an identity in terms of recognition from the bracelet standpoint and the branding standpoint, such that people can feel comfortable approaching others that are part of the movement and kind of creating cool, unique connections. But I also think we could probably figure out other ways to interact more directly by hosting maybe a curriculum that's passed down to younger kids, or something that can impact the community more directly rather than just putting it on the users to kind of go out there and do things.
Oh, that's awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. Welcome to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. My guest on the line this morning is Corey Shea. He is the co-founder of the Branch Out Movement, which is it's really great what you're doing. And the bracelets, let's talk more about the bracelets. So when people want to become part of the Branch Out Movement, they basically go to your website, they sign up, they get a bracelet. Now tell me about the bracelets. They come in different colors. What do they look like?
They're standard brown string bracelet with a couple green strings that kind of identifies with the brand. You receive actually a couple bracelets. One's for you, and then one is to give out to someone new, whether it's a friend or someone that you meet. and then they can use your personal invite code to sign up to also start receiving challenges. So we automatically kind of incentivize you to get out there and go help other people.
Okay.
And actually the bracelets are sliding and increasingly difficult to put on, so it actually incentivizes you to get somebody to help you
Oh, that's smart. Again, if you're just tuning in, welcome. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. My guest on the line this morning is Corey Shea. He's the co-founder of the Branch Out Movement, which is a wonderful endeavor to encourage live communication in an era where everybody is constantly on their cell phones, on their smartphones, on the internet. And this is really great. And so with the bracelets, like you said, one, you need help putting on the bracelet, and two, you give multiple bracelets so people can give them to friends. But are the bracelets identifiable? So, like, if you're walking down the street and somebody sees you with a bracelet, they'll be like, oh, you're part of the Branch Out Movement. Hi. Or how's
that? Yeah, I mean, that has happened to me one time, I'll admit, in my hometown. But otherwise, I mean, we do get a lot of, like, oh, what's that on your wrist? Or if you're – a lot of my friends will wear them at the same time. Or, like, this past weekend, I was on a flight with my mom who had one on. So the guy next to her was just like, oh, why are you guys both wearing this exact same bracelet? So definitely is a conversation starter. If you want to incorporate it into the social challenges to kind of use it as a basis for approaching others, it certainly can be. I think the awareness will continue to grow, but it's certainly not that evasive in terms of messing up your style. So.
Okay. Okay. Again, if you are just tuning in, welcome. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. My guest on the line this morning is Corey Shea. He is the co-founder of the Branch Out Movement, which is an endeavor to encourage live communication in this era where everybody is constantly on their phones. We're chatting, and in a world where everybody is doing everything digitally. I mean, just communication wise, we're emailing. And so I know you are the co-founder of the Branch Out Movement, but how has the Branch Out Movement changed your life since starting it? I mean, what has changed with you as far as your perception and seeing things?
I was always committed. I'd already mentioned how my co-founder, Alan, was on a personal mission to meet one new person a day. So, I mean, that type of stuff. We were certainly more extroverted to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the biggest thing is in creating these challenges, I'm finding weirder ways to interact with others. And, like, you know, the other day I was standing at a deli counter and there was an older lady next to me, and we both just started laughing about some strange pronunciation of some Czechoslovakian salami or something like that.
Okay.
So it's like, what weird, memorable, strange conversations can we have? I guess it's kind of the fun part of it.
Oh, that is awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, welcome. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. My guest on the line this morning is the co-founder of the Branch Out Movement, Corey Shea. And again, if someone is listening and they'd like to find out more information about the Branch Out Movement, possibly want to participate with their business or organization, or they just want to get a bracelet so they can be part of the movement, the website that they can go to again is?
Absolutely, yes. Users and companies are welcome. The site is branchoutmovement.com.
Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. My guest on the line this morning is Corey Shea. He's the co-founder of the Branch Out Movement, which is a wonderful, wonderful movement, an endeavor to engage live communication in an era where everybody is on social media and we're not really communicating with each other. And one of the things that I like that you said, what you're doing with the Branch Out Movement is you issue challenges each day. So are there challenges issued every single day? And what are some of the craziest challenges or just some of the typical challenges that you may issue?
Yes, the challenges are actually received once a week. So basically you get two new challenges every week, and we leave them open for a handful of weeks in case you don't get around to it. And we try to keep them relevant in terms of sort of what's going on. So like this past week, help someone build a snowman. So, you know, we're going to get inundated with snow this week. It would kind of be funny to go help someone that you don't know build a snowman in the park or wherever it might be. For President's Weekend, it was compliment someone with a reference to a president. So you'd be like, hey, you know, nice Abe Lincoln S. beard or something strange like that.
Okay.
Some of them are more general, you know, ask someone for a song recommendation, go home and listen to it. So as you walk around the city, you can imagine some of the strange recommendations or even just various specific compliments. So compliment someone's watch, someone's hat, someone's style, someone's laugh, whatever it might be. And I think those type of things, you can really see the resonation on the receiving end. So you give somebody a compliment on their hair and they're going to walk around for the next 10 minutes thinking, wow, feel better.
Right. That is awesome. So when they complete the challenges, you said there are different medals and different like rankings. So how does that work?
Yeah. So there's like a quirky little dashboard where if you decide to, you can go on and you can complete the challenges and claim that you've done them and level up through the branch out ranks. So you might be a jolly brancher or Leif Erikson or a social botanist, various like branch related puns basically. and cute little design medals. Alan does all the designs, so you'll get little cartoon medals, achievements, basically, if that type of thing is of interest or fun to you.
Okay, all right. And this branch out movement is going on across the country, so it's not just exclusive to D.C. or Philly or the East Coast. It's going on all across the country or across the world.
Right, yeah. Actually, as of 2 weeks ago, we just opened a global sign-up. So now we have 12 countries participating total across 5 continents.
Wow.
So it's been pretty awesome seeing people get involved.
Oh, that is awesome. Again, if you are just tuning in, welcome. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. My guest on the line is the co-founder of the Branch Out Movement, Corey Shea. And the Branch Out Movement, if you're just hearing about it for the first time, you're going to hear about it soon. It's an endeavor to encourage live communication in an era where everyone is becoming increasingly fixated on social media and things of that nature. And I think it's a really, really great thing that you and your co-founder, Alan, are doing with the Branch Out Movement. And what are some of the things that you want people to take away from, like, if someone is listening right now and they're like, okay, yeah, it sounds good, but I'm not sure because it sounds like work. I mean, what would you say to that person who's listening?
Yeah, I guess I think it's just think about how it affects you personally. You know, what would things be like if you did open yourself to more opportunities, the ones that are available and the ones that you miss because you're kind of just absorbed with technology. Of course, like, we need technology. We're not saying we're not anti-technology. We're just pro-human. I think focusing on the nonverbal elements of communication, like if you have a conversation with somebody and you're truly sitting in the room and you can feel their presence, it's way different than spending a half hour to perfectly portray a text message to someone that they can still perceive, you know, in a way that you didn't intend anyway. So I think really thinking about how communication is meant to be, the positive impact that we can have on one another, and just making this world a better place. Connected.
That is awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, welcome. You're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. My guest on the line this morning is the co-founder of the Branch Out Movement, Corey Shea. And Corey, I just want to thank you so much for joining us this morning and letting everyone know about the Branch Out Movement. It's a really great endeavor that you're doing. And is there anything else that you'd like to say to our listeners?
Kokolani, thank you so much. I guess just basically, I mean, you said it all. It's a mission to encourage live communication. Sign up at branchoutmovement.com. Get a bracelet, start branching out to the world around you, and let's do this together.
Oh, that is awesome. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay, and that's going to conclude this morning's edition of DMV Spotlight right here on DC's 107.3. My name is Kokolani, and I want to thank you so much for listening. And as always, if you are part of a wonderful organization doing great things in the DC, Maryland, or Virginia area, and you'd like to be highlighted on DMV Spotlight, when you get a chance, go to our website, dcs1073.com, and click on the link that says DMV Spotlight. And when you click on that link, you'll be able to send us an email with all the information regarding your organization. Again, thank you so much for listening to DMV Spotlight, and have a wonderful day.